Simon and I'm falling right under your spell. Monday evening on NOVA, driving you home with all your favorites sitting right beside you. 11 minutes after 6, thanks to Greg, he's back tomorrow. The Beat, once again, and can't stand losing you right here on NOVA.
I'll find a crowded avenue. Though it will be empty without you, I can't get used to losing you. No matter what I try to do, gonna spend my whole life through loving you. Since you're gone, it happens every day. I can't get used to losing you. No matter what I try to do, gonna spend my whole life through loving you.
In our garden.
Yes, I know.
But where did you get the money? You've spent the housekeeping, haven't you?
No. I went to the Wickwood Center last week, and I bought it on their new credit purchase plan. It cost less than £3 a week. I just paid my deposit and arranged delivery for today. It's great. Why wait, they said.
Oh, John, it's beautiful. Now take your golf clubs out from underneath the stairs and move that old chest of drawers.
The Wickwood Centers, Donnybrook and Santry.
Saturday, the great giveaway sale. Summer cotton, sweatshirts, jeans and t-shirts all at giveaway prices for 2 weeks. Michael H, 135 Cable Street, ILAC Centre, Irish Life, Tauber Street, Exchequer Street and downtown fashions in the Northside Shopping Centre. Dress yourself for less to nothing at the great Michael H giveaway sale.
The
Would you like to be at a French cheese festival? It's happening now at supermarket, grocery store, and delicatessen all over Ireland. Come, taste French cheese and enter the great free competition. Join the French cheese festival at your local store now.
Dunleary Shopping Center puts the pleasure back into shopping with a fantastic range of shops, all under the one roof. Shops like
Raymer Sullivan's for snacks and lunches,
the Pied Piper for kiddies' clothes,
Irish bookshops, a must for the village
Pageant Bookworm.
Auto Care Car Accessories.
Bed and Bath Boutique for elegant towels, sheets, and mirrors.
Taste Design for cane and pine furniture with a difference.
Peter Marks Hairstylist, who make people more beautiful.
Let's Pretend, a wonderland of toys.
Dockrell's Home Center for all hardware goods.
Kieran Peters Leather Goods and Luggage of top quality and design.
Murray's Record Store for all the latest sounds.
The Window Boutique for curtains, drapes, and blinds.
Burns Gardener's World, keeping all those green fingers green.
Fabric Creation, a fabulous range of fashion fabrics.
To mention but a handful. Dunleary Shopping Centre, where shopping becomes less of a chore and more of a day out.
Your music is Radio Nova.
On a Monday evening, it's a great new single from C'est Clavé, an Irish band, and You Hold the Key. 20 minutes after 6 on the traffic for this evening. Southside, Messville Road is very, very heavy. Along the quays through O'Connell Street and Pier Street, traffic is moving very well indeed. And the main road from Drumcondra to Santry is reported to be heavily congested. And I can personally report that because they're tarmacking the surface of the new motorway up there. And it's well avoided. Take a left or a right at Griffith Avenue if you're going up that way. Stephen's Green is also moving very, very well, but along Avon Street, the traffic is heavy. Avoid it if you can. 6:30, it's news headlines with Sybil on NOVA. Right now, Roxy Music, Dancing Away.
Yesterday, well, it seems kiss goodnight. I said it's love, you said alright. It's funny how I could never cry until the night and you passed by.
brand new single from The Police on Nova, and Every Breath That You Take. 28 minutes after 6 o'clock in the Monday evening, and news of the 4th World International Purchasing and Materials Congress can be heard following the 7 o'clock news on Dublin Today. Also, news of the Separated Persons Association. Deirdre Murphy continues her weekly look at buying a house, and Robert Reed interviews that beer-swilling, dart-throwing man, Eric Bristow. That's joined Brian Dobson. Linda, why do you listen to Radio Nova Conway and the rest of the Dublin Today team following the 7 o'clock news?
The Big Apple Days of Sardona.
So you want to make a most of life, don't hang around. Grab hold up and join me, get your feet off the ground. Grab hold of the wind, grab hold of life's face, grab hold of Sardona, grab hold of that grace.
Sardona,
yeah.
The Big Apple Days of Sardona.
Grab hold of
the Big Apple Days of Sardona.
Where's the place where the music never stops? Sardi's, of course. There's the show bar with the best in Irish bands playing live every Wednesday through Sunday with drinks at 99 pence. And the nightclub where from 9 to 2 every Tuesday at 60s night. Admission £1, including supper, and all drinks are £1. Sardi's, Port Barnet. Where else?
It's my hometown, New York. Hey, fancy a free return trip to New York? Well, everyone who buys a new Ford Escort from Fairlane this month gets a free trip to my old hometown. And you can bring a pal for half price. And you get a free $100 to start your spree in the U.S. of A. Fairlane has the cars, and you get the free trip to the Big Apple. Talk to Fairlane, the Ford people in Tala at 515-200. I'll give you a list of my favorite hotspots. What a place, New York, New York.
This is important. Closing down sale at Friends Lady Shop in the ILAC Center. Everything must be sold to clear. Latest summer fashions, all prices slashed. The Friends Lady Shop closing down sale at the ILAC Center. Don't miss the bargains.
Just ahead of 2 from Earth, Wind & Fire and Nova, it's the news headlines with Sybil.
Nominations for the general election in Britain closed at 4 o'clock this afternoon without a pact being signed between the Democratic and official unionists in the North on the fight for the 6 marginal constituencies in the province. South Africa's air raids on guerrilla bases near the Mozambique capital Maputo this morning have claimed at least 5 lives. More than 20 other people have been injured. In Lebanon, Druze militiamen have kidnapped the Christian Archbishop of Tyre, his driver, and a priest. The kidnappings follow revenge killings in the area over the weekend. 3 young children, a girl and 2 boys, died in a fire at their home at Temple Moor in County Tipperary this morning. Labour Court recommendations in the dispute over the introduction of short-time working in Dublin Port are being considered by the directors of the Dublin Cargo Handling Company this evening. And in the north, the security forces have sealed off the Stewartstown Road outside Coal Island, where a hijacked car has been abandoned. The weather forecast for the Dublin area, occasional showers this evening, but mostly dry with bright or sunny intervals. The current city temperature is 13 degrees. The winds are light to moderate, southeasterly in direction. And I'll be back with the news in full at 7 o'clock.
Another
7 o'clock, 2 from Earth, Wind, and Fire, finishing up with Back in the Road Again and talking about the old roads. Remember to avoid that area of road going north side between Griffith Avenue and Coolock Lane. It's really in bits at the moment. They're putting down the finishing touches of the new motorway, and traffic going north is diverted all around the place, and it's pretty bad. It's pretty head up at the moment, and you won't get through. Don't worry, if you're not home by tomorrow morning, the wife knows where you are. She knows you're safe. She'll send down sandwiches. We all know the receptionist goes outside.
Colin Hayes.
And you're stuck outside. Congratulations to Joan Collins. She's 50 today. My goodness, she doesn't look a day over 38 inches.
Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be.
Dear sir, in response to your kind inquiry, I find it most difficult to choose which of Mr. Kipling's exceedingly good cakes I'd most warmly recommend. I've so many favorites. There's Mr. Kipling's famous cherry bakewells, generously filled with jam, rich fancy pan, iced, and topped with cherry, or his deliciously light French fancies. Then again, Mr. Kipling bakes a variety of scrumptious individual fruit pies, mince pies, apple sundaes, blackcurrant sundaes, jam tarts.
There are now over 20 different Mr. Kipling cakes available in shops and supermarkets throughout Leinster. Discover which is your favorite.
The Ormond Hotel on Ormond Quay is the ideal setting for 21st birthdays, dinner dances, social outings, and weddings, with room for between 20 and 150 people. Or, why not try our special supper menu, Soup of the Day, grilled sirloin steak, fried fillet of plaice with the selection of vegetables, plus tea or coffee to follow, all for an amazing £4.50, excluding service charge. And for Sunday, we have a special family lunch, with one child's meal absolutely free. The Ormond Hotel on Ormond Key. Telephone 721-811. Real value for money.
Gentlemen, it's £25 free from friends, and we mean it. Spend £100 on the latest men's fashions, we give you £25 worth of goods, and you're free to select whatever you like. Choose from those great European fashions at Friends Man Shops, Duke Lane and Johnson's Court, Grafton Street. It's like money in your trouser pockets. Be £25 smarter at Friends Man Shops.
What's that coming from the sky?
It's a new dimension in car design, and it's called the Datsun Micra.
Who said that?
I did.
Oh, well, apart from you, what makes this so different?
Earthling, you have much to learn. Apart from its 64.2 miles per gallon at 56 miles per hour, it has the largest interior in the mini class, and it's perfect for all your little earthling families, and at only £5,495, even for your time, the price is just right.
The Datsun Micra, eh? Well, seeing you're so advanced, where can I buy one?
Where's the motor?
Well,
Windsor Motors, South Circular Road, Rialto. Why not call for a test drive today?
The best music on Radio Nova.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on. Alone in the moonlight, saw his woman kiss another man's boy. Takes a ladder, steals the stars from the sky. Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on. On and on. Well, my first night and my last night make you feel so bad. But if you things clear. When I look around, you're not here. Tell me, why did you have to go? When I realized I loved you so, you picked the bad time to break up. Just when I was falling in love, you picked the bad time. You should ever change your mind. Come on back, I'll still be here. You know I'll wait, I've got the time. I hope and I pray that you'll appear. Cause I've been missing you today. When I realized I loved you so, you picked the bad time to break up. Just when I knew I loved you so, you picked the bad time to break up.
Santa Fe Nova playing your favorites on a Monday evening. It's a brand new American single from William Bell, and you picked a bad time to break up. I always do, don't I? Following the 7 o'clock news, it's Dublin today for a Monday. Join Brian Dobson and Linda Conway, and they'll be bringing you news of the Fourth World International Purchasing Materials Congress, news of the Separated Persons Association, and Deirdre Murphy continues her weekly look at buying a house. And Robert Reed talks to Eric Bristow. That's following the 7 o'clock news, Dublin today, right here on NOVA. Coming up is the 7 o'clock news. Take us there, Galaxy and the Go-Go's.
I'm gonna run. Sweatshirts, jeans, and t-shirts all at giveaway prices for 2 weeks. Michael H., 135 Cable Street, ILAC Center, Irish Life, Talbot Street, Exchequer Street, and Downtown Fashions in the Northside Shopping Center. Dress yourself for less to nothing at the great Michael H. giveaway sale.
It's great
at E&J Lynham Properties offer amazing value in 3 and 4 bedroom semi-detached homes. They're at Ashington off the Navan Road, right opposite the Belvedere Sports Ground, and they're only 3 miles from the city centre. They qualify for all government grants. Viewings from 3 to 5 on Saturday and Sundays, and from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Contact Flynn & Associates on 211-311.
John, there's a Wickwood garden shed in our garden.
Yes, I know.
But where did you get the money? You've spent the housekeeping, haven't you?
No. I went to the Wickwood Centre last week, and I bought it on their new credit purchase plan. It costs less than £3 a week. I just paid my deposit and arranged delivery for today. It's great. Why wait, they said.
Oh, John, it's beautiful. Now take your golf clubs out from underneath the stairs and move that old chest of drawers.
The Wickwood Centres, Donnybrook and Santry.
Hurry to Auto Radio and Stereo Centre, Camden Row, for superb in-car entertainment. Equipment from names like Pioneer, Blaupunkt and Santry.
manual, expertly installed and serviced. Auto Radio and Stereo Center Camden Row also supply and fit car alarms. Interested? Telephone 688-043.
You gotta work hard to be a champion. Work hard to be number one. When a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, champions don't get it done. In a Formula One, doing over a ton, the wet starts in the Irish sunshine. Put real heavy metal under your pedal, the champions up in the front line.
Champion, the world's number one spark plug. The choice of champions on the world's toughest racing circuits. And the right choice for every make of car.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good evening. South Africa's air raids on guerrilla bases near the Mozambique capital Maputo this morning have claimed at least 5 lives. More than 20 other people have been injured. Among those who died was a 6-year-old boy. The raids were in reprisal for last Friday's bomb attack in Pretoria by the African National Congress, in which 17 people died and more than 200 were injured. The South African Defence Minister said their enemies must realise that they were dealing with a country that will not be humiliated. Between 5 and 10 planes were involved in today's attacks. Mozambique says all the victims were civilians. In Zimbabwe, the trial has begun of 6 Air Force officers charged with aiding and abetting sabotage. They denied being involved in an air attack on an airbase last July, in which 30 aircraft were blown up. The prosecution alleged that they'd conspired to run down security at the base so that the saboteurs based in South Africa could move in. British Army bomb disposal experts have blown up the World War II mine washed ashore in a beach near Nirbavadi in the north. They discovered that it didn't contain any explosives. The 200 pounds of high explosives it would originally have held had apparently disintegrated over the years. The mine was discovered yesterday. In West Germany, a state prosecutor has said the bus crash in the Black Forest on Saturday, which killed 4 members of the RAF, was caused by brake failure. An RAF inquiry is due to begin tomorrow. For the 4th day running, storms have brought devastation to southern states in America. A man was killed when a tornado destroyed his house at Fort Worth in Texas, bringing the death toll to 33. And more than 6,000 people in Mississippi fled their homes after 15 inches of rain fell over the weekend. In Lebanon, Druze militiamen held the Maronite Archbishop of Tyre hostage for a time today after kidnapping him, his driver and a priest on the Israeli-controlled coast road. They released the Archbishop following a plea from President Jamal. In the north, the security forces have sealed off the Stewartstown Road outside Coal Island where a hijacked car has been abandoned. The British Home Office say 7 prisoners still on the roof of Albany Jail on the Isle of Wight, among them 4 IRA men, may still be receiving food and water. It's thought the protesters may be lowering ropes through the broken roof to get supplies from fellow prisoners. There's been a series of 39 bomb attacks on the island of Corsica. One person was seriously injured, apparently while planting one of the bombs. A Corsican nationalist group has claimed responsibility. In Italy, at least 8 people have been killed in a landslide in the Lombardy region. A mountain village was engulfed in a torrent of mud and water, and rescue workers expect the death toll to rise. And in Austria, 8 hikers, including a young child, have been killed by a lightning bolt, which struck a tree, sheltering them from a violent thunderstorm. 9 other people were taken to hospital suffering from burns after the incident. That's the Independent Radio News from Ireland at 7:03.
Hello, good evening and welcome. This is Dublin Today. Between now and 7:30 we bring you news of the 4th annual International Purchasing and Materials Congress to be held in Dublin next month. We hear from the Separated Persons Association, Robert Reed talks to the world number one dart seed, Eric Bristow, and Deirdre Murphy continues her weekly series on the problems of buying a house. Before all that, the rest of today's main news stories with Sybil Fennell.
Nominations for the general election in Britain closed at 4 o'clock this afternoon without a pact being signed between the Democratic and official unionists in the North on the fight for the 6 marginal constituencies in the province. However, the official unionists have withdrawn in foil. In return, the DUP candidate in Newry Armagh also withdrew. The official unionist in West Belfast, Mr. Thomas Passmore, offered to withdraw if the DUP withdrew in South Down. This offer was refused. And there will be a contest for the loyalist vote in the crucial constituencies of South Down and Fermanagh South Tyrone. The election will be held on June the 9th. In all, 95 candidates are standing in the North. The SDLP will be fielding the largest number, as they're fighting all 17 seats. There'll be 16 official unionists, 13 DUP candidates, 13 Sinn Féin, 14 Workers' Party, 12 Alliance, and a total of 9 independents. 3 young children, a girl and 2 boys, died in a fire at their home at Temple Moor in County Tipperary this morning. They were Darren, Thomas and Lorraine Stapleton. Their mother, Mrs. Mary Stapleton, had managed to escape through a downstairs window, but the children were trapped in the 2-storey building. The blaze broke out in the kitchen shortly after 10 o'clock. Their father, Patrick, had already left for work. 3 men who disrupted the official opening of Sandymount Community Week by the seashore of Dr. Fitzgerald yesterday were each fined £2 and banned to the piece for a year in the Dublin District Court this morning. The Quilcha Brannock, Declan Hayes and Liam O'Connor, all from Dublin. The judge said their actions had bordered on anarchy. Labour Court recommendations in the dispute over the introduction of short-time working in Dublin Port are being considered by the directors of the Dublin Cargo Handling Company this evening. The dispute is with the Marine, Port and General Workers Union. The Labour Court has recommended that the full workforce of the docks be kept on until September, when a review would be undertaken. The Dockers Union voted by a majority yesterday to accept the court's proposals. But the deep-sea section of the docks remained closed today. Dockers have been advised to report for work as normal tomorrow. In the dispute which is disrupting refuse collections in Cork City, talks between all sides are to be held tomorrow morning. They'll be between Cork Corporation, the Irish Transport and General Workers Union, and representatives of the 96 striking cleansing workers. The dispute is now in its third week. So to this evening's financial report. On the Dublin markets, the Irish pound closed at 81.6 pence sterling and at $1.26.9. On the European money markets, the Irish pound is currently trading at 3.1550 Deutschmarks, 9.4765 francs, 175.70 pesetas, and 3.5454 guilders. On the London markets, spot gold closed at $433.7 per fine ounce, and spot silver at £8.22 sterling, again per fine ounce. Finally, the Financial Times Index this evening closed down 2.8 at 692.4. The financial report, as always, courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers on 608-977.
You're listening to Dublin Today. At the beginning of June, business people from all over the world will converge on Dublin for the 4th Annual International Purchasing and Materials Congress. What they'll be discussing under the theme Success in the 80s will be all areas of production, purchasing and distribution. Today, Linda Conway spoke to Philip Creevy, one of the organisers, and asked him why Dublin was hosting the Congress this year.
We secured this Congress about 3 years ago from very heavy international competition. It's a very prestigious event to have, and we're very, very proud that we were able to achieve that. We have, for the past 2 years, been working on the organising of it, and we're now in a position of being able to say, in fact, to the country that we have the Fourth World Congress in Dublin, in the Burlington, for the 3 days, June 1st, 2nd and 3rd. We have, the Institute has certainly terrific benefits to accrue from it, but during this very, very bad recession, we're delighted to be able to provide the tourist industry and trade with some business that they would not otherwise get. We anticipate that we'd have about 300 delegates, 250 or so, 200, 250 from abroad, and they will be bringing accompanying persons. And we expect that this will cause some terrific business in the area.
Can you give us an idea of the programme? What sort of things will you actually be discussing over those 3 days?
Right. We have 9 speakers, ranging from Arthur Dunkel, Director General of GATT, who will be discussing the new economic order and so on. We have Heinrich Bossart from Zurich, who will be speaking about industry in the next 10 years. And we have our own Tom Hardiman, who will be speaking about communications. We have a very varied number of subjects, including ethics, which is very particularly important for the Institute of Purchasing. And we hope that this will stimulate further development and discussion within the Irish context at a later time. In fact, we've secured ANCO grant facilities for this, and as part of that, we have committed the Institute to providing workshop seminars at a later time on these subjects.
The theme of the conference is, in fact, be successful in the 1980s. Right. Is that possible, to be successful in the 1980s in business?
It is indeed. I think the part of the market we're aiming at in this Congress is for forward planning. I think we have people like Arthur Dunkel, who will be addressing that particular area, as is Heinrich Bossart. One of the ways we can be successful in the 80s is by effective planning. There are many, many other ways, and we hope to stimulate some further thought in this area. We also feel, as an institute, that we must have, the country is, generally must have a very positive attitude. We have come out, we're almost out of the recession in broad terms, and a positive attitude at this time would do us all a world of good.
Philip Creevy, one of the organizers of the 4th International Managerial Congress. You're listening to Dublin Today. Ireland's largest organization representing the catering and hotel business, OKR, recently awarded a series of diplomas to staff members who'd volunteered for the CERT training scheme. CERT is the Council for Education, Recruitment and Training for the hotel, catering and tourism industry in this country. Well, today we asked the Managing Director of CERT, Bill Nolan, about the scheme.
Members of our management and our staff went on a training course with CERT. Now, CERT are the Council for Education, Recruitment and Training within the hotel and catering industry. They provided the training program under the supervision of Eamon Geraghty. Our staff went on this program, an intensive course in training in restaurant management, catering in general. And we feel that if our staff are good enough and interested enough to go on a course like this, that they should get some recognition for it. And so should CERT.
Now tell me, why did the OKR group decide to send their members to this particular training scheme?
Well, over the years, we have a continuous program of training our staff in any of our restaurant operations, be they the Burger King operation in O'Connell Street or Grafton Street, or Jonathan's here in the Irish Life Mall, or the Golden Grill in any of our restaurants in Dublin, or indeed throughout the country. We believe that if we invest in training, it will pay us back in a happier, better trained staff, better customers, and we believe in training. It's a people industry, and people need retraining.
As a representative of the group, do you feel, or are you happy yourself with the amount of training that staff tend to get in the catering business?
Well, I think that the public certainly get the service they pay for, and unfortunately there is not a great degree of training within the catering industry. And may I say that I don't believe that entry, say, to a job as a waitress should depend on intense training. Waitressing is a relatively simple job. It's the start of a career for a lot of people on their way to other careers. It's a job that's misrepresented. It's undercast in the public eye. But to us, a waitress is a very difficult job. She must be quick on her feet, quick mentally. She must be as attractive as possible, pleasantly spoken, and a fund of knowledge. And everybody needs training, particularly in the cooking areas, where training is much more important, of course, because the aspects of hygiene.
And are you particularly happy with the aspects of hygiene within the business at the moment?
Yes, you will always have cowboys taking shortcuts, but on the whole, the standards of hygiene in Ireland are very high. We have an excellent health inspectorate, people who walk literally behind the scenes. Sometimes you will see transgressions on the part of restaurants. Sometimes they are indicative of bad management or too low cost. But I always say to people, if you get a cup of coffee for 15 or 25 pence and everybody else is charging 30 or 35, be suspicious where you're getting it too cheaply. Something is being cut. It may be the hygiene standards. It may be the behind the scenes. You get what you pay for.
Bill Nolan, Managing Director of the Hotel and Catering Organisation OKR. You're listening to Dublin Today at 14 minutes past 7. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome. And here's Sybil with news of what's happening round town this evening.
And there's a dance in the Camelot Hotel on the Malahide Road tonight. It runs from 8 to midnight and all proceeds go to charity. Looking ahead, on Thursday, the Red Rex Theatre Company present the premiere of Sam Shepherd's True West. That's at the Ablana Theatre at 8.15. Also on Thursday, the newly formed Dundrum branch of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament will be showing the controversial film The War Game, which was originally commissioned for the BBC. The showing is in the De La Salle College in Churchtown at 8 o'clock, and all are welcome. Again on Thursday, the legendary jazz sax player Eddie Vinson is in the Court Hotel in Killarney Bay from 9 o'clock onwards. Admission is £4 and tickets are available on the door on the night. On the gig scene tonight, Freddie White's in the Baggot, Rob Strong is in the Lower Deck. Tomorrow night, Clannad are back with us following the recording of their new album, Magical Ring. They're in the National Stadium from 8 o'clock. Tickets available from Golden Discs. Again tomorrow, Drunken Jury in the Ivy Rooms in Parnell Street. Looking ahead, we've got Echo and the Bunnymen in the SFX Hall on Friday. And also on Friday in the TV Club, it's a late night gig for Paul Weller's protégés, Tracy and the Questions. That begins at 10 o'clock. Elvis Costello has once again rescheduled his Dublin dates. He'll now be in the National Stadium on June the 4th. Leo Sayer is scheduled to accompany Scullion, Roy Harper and Loudest Whisper at the Shiamso Kilkenny Festival on the 4th and 5th of June. Finally, Rod Stewart is back in this country for a once-off date in the RDS Main Hall on June the 19th. Almost sold out. From Rod Stewart, it's Young Turk.
They drove them through the night. They were
Rod Stewart, and you're listening to Dublin Today on Radio Nova. The Dublin-based Separated Persons Association, SPA for short, was founded back in the 1970s to help those whose marriages have broken down and who've separated. Well, today Shane McGowan spoke to John Kinsella of SPA and asked him about the central aim of the organisation.
The aim of the association is the social reintegration of people into society. We want to get people whose marriages have broken up. When they come into us, we introduce them to people as close as we can to their own locality, give them somebody to go around with and to sort of get into socialising. There's also various members of Family Law Reform, DAD, AIMS, and anybody needing advice would be put in touch with the sort of correct centre for them. And that's one of... We're like a sorting office in that way, you know. But it's all just to help people get back into society.
You don't act in the capacity of a pressure group or a counselling service?
Absolutely not. You know, we don't encourage people to dwell on their problems. We encourage them to leave them behind and move along, get along with their lives. These are the best cures, if you like, for the emotional traumatic effects of a marriage breakdown.
What sort of predicament does one find themselves when they're initially separated?
Well, the first feeling is this feeling of a brand on their forehead saying, I'm separated. It's the first thing that you have to get over. And you try to put the emphasis onto the person. Like, that they're still the same person that they were when they were married. And to encourage them to go out and enjoy their lives. That's the first step in recovery.
Now, John, it's been suggested that marital breakdown is on the increase.
We find that it is on the increase, and it is much more so among young people nowadays, where people have got married young. There seems to be a lot of breakdown. We have an awful lot of young people coming to us who've been married sometimes as young as 16 years of age, and they're coming into us after 4 or 5 years of marriage. They're still young people and they feel that their lives are destroyed. The situation where men and women in Ireland are educated towards marriage will have to be changed. It is not the be-all and end-all of life, marriage, and people should be encouraged to look for stability within themselves before they try to find stability with somebody else.
Are there any... other strains of modern day life, if you like, which seem to be contributing more to marital breakdown?
Certainly financial strains in times of recession do affect even the best of marriages. When a man or a woman find themselves out of work, sometimes the other partner wouldn't understand the problems that this causes.
John Kinsella of the Separated Persons Association.
Radio Nova.
And you're listening to Dublin Today. And so to some sports items. In recent times, darts, like snooker, has, due to the influence of television, become a very, very popular sport. Emerging along with this popularity are, of course, the superstars. One of them, Eric Bristow, is rumoured to already be a millionaire. Well, recently, Robert Reid, our sports reporter, spoke to Eric Bristow and began by asking him how he accounted for his relatively disappointing showings in the last two Embassy World Darts Championships.
Nothing went wrong, really. Just played well all week, and I played well until the final, and I missed a few doubles, but I wasn't that bothered about it, because I'm winning other tournaments. It's only one tournament, really, isn't it?
Do you reckon Keith Deller is a one-year wonder, or just a flash in the pan, or will he be there for years to come?
I think he'll be around for years to come. I think he's got a good player, and he can handle it well, and he's good under pressure, and I hope he stays there.
You've been over in Ireland now a couple of times. Just how do you rate the dart standards?
Well, it's getting better, isn't it? Well, every year they're getting better. This Smethwick's Open helps because they're playing on stage all the time and in front of TV cameras. They're getting used to it. They need their own competition in Ireland.
How do you reckon you'll fare out the next Embassy?
Oh, I'll take that when it comes. I always say I wouldn't win it anyway, so we'll just see if I can win it next year.
Who would you rate at the moment here in Ireland as being, you know, a player of international potential?
There's a few good ones over. You've got Jack McKenna, Eugene McDermott from Sligo. You've got, there's a hell of a lot of players all over the place, aren't there? Shay O'Brien, I could name 20, you know what I mean? But they've picked their World Cup squad, and then we'll see how they fare in the World Cup.
Darts would appear to be the most unlikely sport to make money out of. Just what got you interested in it to begin with?
Well, my dad bought me a dartboard, and I just used to practice. I just used to like playing darts anyway.
And how long ago was that? Just when did you get the interest? At what age?
I was 13 when I first started playing, yeah.
Eric Bristow, a few years on the number one world dart seed. You're listening to Dublin Today on Radio Nova. And finally this week, or this evening, Deirdre Murphy continues her weekly series on housing problems. Tonight she's talking to Pat Colgan.
Thank you, Brian. Well, something we mentioned briefly in passing last week was a bridging loan. Now, tonight we're going to go into a little bit more detail about bridging loans. Now, Pat, first of all, can you tell me what is a bridging loan?
Yes. A bridging loan is a gap between loan approval and the loan cheque that the purchaser needs to complete the sale of his house. Now, he's applied for a mortgage of $20,000 and he receives a letter from the building society or the corporation stating you have now got loan approval for $20,000. At this stage, he must close the sale because the vendor wants to sell and move on. So he brings the letter of loan approval to a bank who will put him on bridging finance, which is temporary finance, short term, and they give him the £20,000 as required to close the sale. Now, bridging runs at the rate of approximately 16.25% or 17%. Now, we'll just take it at 17%, which would work out on £20,000 of £283 per month. And if you want to break that down, it works out at £71 per week, approximately, which he has to pay back to the bank that he's borrowed the money from. If he has this money for 6 to 8 weeks, because building societies don't send on the loan cheque for about 6 to 8 weeks, it would cost him in the region of £500, which if he hadn't budgeted for in the purchase of his house, he could be in trouble. Now, if he has a corporation loan, like it's from the corporation or a housing finance, he could be on bridging a lot longer. Their bridging runs from 10 to 20 weeks. And assuming he had bridging for 10 weeks with the corporation, it would cost him £710. And if it went on for 15 weeks, it would cost him an extra £1,050. And this is where bridging must be taken into cost in the purchase of a house.
And is it absolutely necessary that, well, when one is buying a house, that one has to close the deal as soon as loan approval comes through?
Well, basically, all conditions of sales are based on, if you're applying for a loan, the vendor will insist that you sign the contract subject to loan approval. And once you get loan approval, you must go on bridging. Otherwise, you must have it marked in your contract that the vendor is prepared to wait the necessary 8, 10, 12, 20 weeks. Otherwise, there's no way out.
And is one given any notification of, say, how long the bridging loan is going to last?
Well, basically it's generally 6 to 8 weeks with the building societies, but we will just take a case where there may be some repairs to be done on the house. For example, the building society may give that loan subject to you putting in two new windows, because the old windows are rotten and decayed. Now, if it takes you longer than the 8 or 10 weeks, well, you're going to be on bridging a lot longer. Or if there's a legal problem that hasn't been worked out, you could be still on bridging until such time as this is resolved.
Pat Colgan of the Housing Advice Clinic. And incidentally, if you're in the process at the moment of buying a house or a flat and you're having problems, well, then you can send your queries to Pat Colgan, and that's care of the address, care of 26 Clare Street in Dublin 2. And of course, he'll be back next Monday with more advice and replies to your questions. And finally, this evening on Dublin Today, the closing news headlines with Sybil.
Nominations for the general election in Britain closed at 4 o'clock this afternoon, without a pact being signed between the Democratic and official unionists in the North on the fight for the 6 marginal constituencies in the province. 3 young children, a girl and 2 boys, died in a fire at their home at Temple Moor in County Tipperary this morning. They were Darren Thomas and Lorraine Stapleton. 3 men who disrupted the official opening of Sandymount Community Week by the Taoiseach yesterday were each fined £2 and banned the piece for a year in the court this morning. The judge said their actions had bordered on anarchy. Labour Court recommendations and the dispute over the introduction of short-time working in Dublin Port are being considered by the directors of the Dublin Cargo Handling Company this evening. In the dispute, which is disrupting refuge collections in Cork City, talks between all sides are to be held tomorrow morning. South Africa's air raids and guerrilla bases near the Mozambique capital Maputo this morning have claimed at least 5 lives and left more than 20 others injured. The weather forecast for the Dublin area, occasional showers, but mostly dry with clear spells this evening. The current city temperature, 13 degrees. The winds light to moderate, southeasterly.
And that's Dublin Today. The programme was produced by Linda Conway with Frank Wynne on sound. We'll be back at 7:03 tomorrow evening. Until then, from me, Brian Dobson, from Sybil, and from the rest of the Dublin Today team, a very good evening to you. Bye-bye.
Finders introduced the fish finger with the crumb crisp coat. Bite through that light new crumb to whole fillets of juicy cod or haddock and
delicious as the fish is, mum. Oh, what they've done to the crumb.
New crumb crisp fillet fish fingers from Finders.
Thinking of board sailing? Get together with Vic. Come and see the best range of sailboards, the Vic 2-4 and Wind Glider boards, at the new Vic Marine Sailboard Center, Santry Avenue. You'll also find exciting surf sportswear, wetsuits, roof racks, and much, much more. Open till 7 Monday to Friday, Saturday to 2:30. See you at Vic, Santry Avenue.
Acro jacks and ball joint pullers, electric drills and carpet shampooers, wheelbarrows, winches and air compressors, planks and ramps and demolition hammers. Sam's got it all, have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear. Spirit levels and garden rollers, battery chargers and vacuum cleaners, power saws and rotary mowers, concrete mixers and industrial towers. Sam's got it all, have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear.
Sam Hire Limited at the Red Cow on the main Nace Road. Phone 593716. 593716. If you need it, we hire it.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
Welcome back to your Monday musical favorites right here at NOVA. Starting off, it's two from Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, I want you to smile for me, Sarah. If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you, and when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. me feel like a man, not keeping me crazy, crazy, my, my.
from the album H2O, Open All Night, Hall & Oates. I did say I was going to play two favourites from Hall & Oates. What I meant to say was I was going to play three. Typical.
Under your feet. Get in fast to Lenehan's for hand mowers from $28.95, electrics from $49.85, Qualcast 14-inch cylinder mower as seen on television, $89.95, Apache 20-inch rotary, only £169. Get in fast to Lenehan's for great value and great service. Lenehan's, Capel Street, Talbot Street, Rathmines and Stillorgan.
I see my milkman once a day, but I see my milkmaid throughout the day.
Milkmaid, the new instant dried skimmed milk from Kerry Co-op.
Try it in a cold, tasty shake.
On summer picnics, it's a must to take.
Why, any time you bake a cake.
Over hot cereal's great.
Not to mention when you're cutting down weight.
Other than fresh milk, there's nothing quite like it.
New Milkmaid, instant dried skimmed milk in the easy open, easy pour, easy store bottle.
Look for delicious free recipes on every bottle of new Milkmaid.
From Kerry Co-op.
Radio number